Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Nancy.
How are you?
Great.
You working today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Poor Steve had to work yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to say hello?
It was nice that I worked yesterday because I got to up. It was so slow, like 12 to 18 minutes between calls.
Uh huh.
So I uploaded like 18 conference calls.
Ah. From, you were busy that way.
Yeah. So I was busy that way. So that was okay.
And I bet there wasn't a whole lot of traffic going to work. Although you take the train, don't you?
Yeah, and there wasn't many people on it either. So it was
surprising.
It was surprising. Yeah. So have a great day, guys.
Thank you too, Steve.
What did Char use in her milk recipe to keep it suspended? Was it gargum?
I have no idea. She used thickening, right?
Used something once to keep it suspended, I guess.
I don't know.
We'll have to ask her.
Did you get a milk maker?
Oh, I still use my Vitamix, and I plan on getting a milk maker, but right now I use my Vitamix.
Okay. I think you're also throwing in a couple of cashews.
I'm using cashew and almond.
Uh-huh.
I haven't yet bought the soybean to use soy, but...
Mm-hmm. Anyone have any questions, thoughts, or concerns? Well, I almost feel like I was on vacation for the past few days because I watched a bunch of programs that I had recorded and never got to, well, since the surgery, that's for sure, never got to, as well as some notes that I have from a chiropractor I listened to on Saturday mornings. It was interesting that Vance's call followed a lot of what he said on Saturday. I'm trying to remember what it was that hit me with that. Did Elaine Conley talk about the CH? Yeah, she was talking about acid, right? Acid alkaline? And that's what he was talking about on Saturday. Let me see where it was. He gave a website of oldwaysstt.org that has a food pyramid for the healthiest diet. I haven't looked at that yet. The best level for your pH is 7.35 to 7.45. That's for your blood on a scale of 0 to 14. The body is alkaline by design, acid by function. It functions in an acidic state. And of course, the SAD diet, standard American diet, is acidic, which stresses the body. It makes the lungs and the skin work harder, and they're the ones that work to get your body in a more neutral state of pH. The skin to a lesser degree than the kidneys. When you are high in acid buildup in your body, it stresses the kidneys to get rid of all the acid. Like when you're short of breath, the lungs are stressed with too much acid. This also accelerates aging. People have a low-grade acidosis. It's the most common problem in America from a lot.
Has arrived.
It's from lifestyle. It disrupts the cells. The membranes are impaired. The nutrients can't get into the cells, and the waste can't get out, which creates a nutrient deficiency, which leads to disease. Oxygen levels can be disrupted, which leads to increasingly harmful bacteria in the gut. So it becomes a vicious cycle. With less nutrients and oxygen going to the cells, the immune system is weakened. pH balance and proper nutrition strengthen the immune system. Hormones and enzymes depend on the pH balance. 0.1 shift in your pH has a tenfold effect on the body function. Calcium, magnesium, and potassium can change the pH. The stomach is 1.8 to 2.5 pH, so it's a very acidic condition, and it has to be. The pH needs to absorb the minerals in the stomach. Also needed for a strong immune system. Your urine, when he tests urine, he finds that it's 5 to 5.5. It should be 7 to 7.5 in your urine and your saliva. And so most people are acidic. And he calls it acidosis, low-grade acidosis, which increases inflammation, increases free radical production, weakens the activity of the antioxidants, and thus lowers the immune function.
Who are you reporting on, Nancy? Excuse me for interrupting.
This is the chiropractor I listened to on Saturday morning.
Okay. Thank you.
Where was I?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It breaks down muscles, accelerates aging. So it's important to balance your pH. Fluid retention is from acid buildup. Low-grade acidosis lowers your HGH, human growth hormone. It's impaired by acidosis. High fructose corn syrup shuts down your HGH. It's in drinks that people have. And so we're talking about those electrolyte drinks that people take after exercising. They have high fructose corn syrup. Your uric and lactic acid buildup causes the muscle to burn the next day. So if you've exercised and your muscles are burning the next day, it's because of a buildup of uric and lactic acid. So that was his call on Saturday. Anyone have any questions about what I said? Can't believe I got those notes down. I can actually read them.
Good. It was very good.
He's really on top of so much and ahead of so much of his stuff. I find over the years that I've been listening to him, he's ahead of the game.
That's what I was just thinking. Exactly.
So he apparently does, a fair amount of research to come up with this information. Going back to the beginning of May, he says garlic is good for the heart. It lowers your cholesterol and your blood pressure. It can treat calcium. You can treat calcium cancer with garlic. It helps prevent cancer. It helps fight bacteria, virus, and yeast. And now, he was not the one who said it. It was Oz who said that you should have a head of garlic a week, a lot of garlic. Well, depends. I mean, if you take one or two of the cloves every day, it's really a head a week. Garlic benefits the brain, prevents and protects degeneration of the frontal lobe, builds up and boosts the immune system. Oh, again, on May 1st, you were talking about acid. Alkaline, the stomach needs to stay at 1.8 to 2.5 acidic, and of course antacids lower that, and they reduce minerals absorption when they do it.
And I'm just thinking, when sometimes we think that, well, this would be too strong, I mean, I've heard some people close to me say, well, my children wouldn't like this or wouldn't want this, and I think about one of my grandchildren where they're helping her develop the taste more radically than would be normal. What did she want to do when she came over here the other day? She wanted to roast garlic so she could spread it on bread.
That's wonderful that way.
Yeah, it is, but I was so astounded because that's not the norm for an 8-year-old.
Right. Well, as we learned in Maine, our tastes can change.
Yeah, it's what you're introduced to and what you consider good and how it's presented, especially to younger people.
Right. if you, I mean, certainly we are, none of us is in that game anymore of building and molding tastes of young children, can't go back and do it, but even for our own tastes, they can change. And example, and you know, what are you offering and who's doing the grocery shopping?
Yeah, but we are if we've got grandchildren, and most of us have grandchildren.
Yes,
so.
Yes. But
you can affect it when it's at your house anyway.
That's the difference, yeah. Or when you take them out, and my grandchildren know that when we go out for lunch, they're no longer allowed to order french fries.
Yeah.
And the first time it was like, what? And you know what? After 2 seconds, they moved on. Or soda. So,
yeah.
All changes.
Yeah.
Mineral absorption can, when you don't have the mineral absorption, it can cause osteoporosis, headaches, diarrhea, abdominal pain, back pain, increase your blood pressure, regular heartbeat, etc. From that's all from antacid prescription. So, doctors think they're giving you something good when they tell you to go on antacids. I don't think so.
Did he ever address I can't even say it now.
Bariatric surgery?
Bariatric, thank you. Pressure affecting and things you can do to offset that?
What kind of pressure?
The change of climate.
The barometer. Barometric?
Barometric, thank you.
Barometric? No. No.
I saw a clip that flashed on my screen. I didn't take time to read it yesterday, and I was wishing it had because I see a huge difference in the last 4 days.
Really?
Yeah. And
you're sensitive to so many things anyway, Sean.
Well, energy-wise, yeah, but I usually haven't dealt with the negatives, and, you know, I can't go back and redo what I experienced in New York a couple of times, but so I'm just wondering, you know, go through your head as you become more aware and see more, but so we can all listen for that. I think it would be interesting.
Yeah, I have not heard that one. Jamie mentioned he was just in Colorado, and they were in Colorado Springs, and he said he went up to Pikes Peak, and he said, whoa, the air was really light, thin up there. And I wonder, I'm sure that people who live like in Denver, which is a mile high, get used to it, but I wonder if it affects their appetite initially anyway.
I don't know about the food. I know it affects the body dramatically, but I don't know about the food.
Uh-huh, interesting. Yeah, okay.
I know they even put that to my, part of my father's heart attack was the, when he passed away was, one of the doctor's comments was that he was walking at a totally different altitude and that, the stress on the body was much, much greater, which I guess is just pretty normal, but,
sure. But
those times, that's been years and years ago, to me, it was just, you know, as I think back now, even a more interesting comment.
And how old was he at the time?
66.
So I would think that somebody Jamie's age, who's 34, would be better able to tolerate the change on a quicker basis, perhaps.
Right.
Than a 66-year-old who might overstress his body more quickly. I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah, you would think. Definitely. I don't know. Got a lot to learn about the body, don't we?
And so do
science
doctors.
Science does.
And so do doctors.
Yeah.
On June 5th, he mentioned that 75% of doctor appointments complaints are linked to food allergies. He's very strong, and I've said this before, on the ELISA blood allergy test for hidden food allergies. Not the scratch test that everybody knows about, but you can eat something today and 3 days later have an effect. It can even be a healthy food. So he's very strong on checking for hidden food allergies when the possibility is around.
And is that one done on the blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
But there's also the book, the Braille book, and I forget the name of it, that I have upstairs. It's an old book, but it tells you in there how to also do it just by elimination. So, yeah, it is a blood test, and it's an expensive blood test, but it's pretty accurate, apparently. But it also depends, also said that it depends on who is running the test as far as whether how accurate your results are. So, the food allergies increase the likelihood of asthma. Oh, no, no, different topic. Forget that. An increase of likelihood of asthma with overuse of antibiotics. Lots of ear infections can be a hidden food allergy. Now, Jamie, my youngest, he actually didn't have ear infections until, I think he was four, when he had tubes put in, because he always had a runny nose and he had the bags under his eyes. And I would bet my life he has hidden food allergies, and didn't start having ear infections until, again, after the tubes were put in. He had one right before and then afterwards, but I don't know. Asthma is definitely a food allergy, he says. This is interesting because I have a cousin whose wife is highly asthmatic and ends up in the hospital several times a year. Chlorine in your drinking water and swimming pools can trigger asthma. And they use chlorine in water and pools to kill the bacteria, and it can kill the gut, the good bacteria in your gut, which, of course, we need. The Chinese have 90% less osteoporosis than in the U.S. And guess who said that? Dr. Campbell. Magnesium is good for restless leg syndrome.
90% less? Did you say?
That's what he said.
I can't say. I don't remember that from the book. I don't remember a lot from the book.
Oh, I don't either. But that's what he quoted him. Magnesium is also good for seizures and asthma and a bunch of other things. Green leafy vegetables have it. With asthma, you need magnesium glycinate in higher doses. 90% of the nutrients the body needs you should get from your food as your first attack for disease. Hippocrates said that. Let food be your drug and drugs be your food. Omegas plus grape seed and pine bark, 25 milligrams in the ear for cysts. Somebody must have called in with a question.
25 grams in the ear for what?
Cysts. If you have a cyst.
Oh, cysts in the ear?
I think so.
Wherever?
We actually have 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our body.
Ah, Denny was wanting that.
60,000 miles.
He was wanting that the other day, and I couldn't come up with it on a quick Google.
Heart surgery actually deals with 6 inches of blood vessels. Green tea is less processed than white tea. Even less processed tea is a diuretic. Has antioxidants. Asthmatics have magnesium deficiency and food allergy. On another day. Guess who funds medical schools? He's talked about this before. Drug companies.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, drug companies.
On June 26th, 50% who have a heart attack have normal cholesterol. 50% who have a heart attack have normal cholesterol.
And yet they peg that as the biggest indicator.
Right, and that's why the drug companies are doing so well. If you can't turn your head all the way to the side, now remember, he's a chiropractor, you might have a misalignment of the spine. For restless leg, hairy thing, you need iron, calcium, and magnesium.
Yeah, the doctor, Howe at Parkview, he told Denny he should be drinking a magnesium drink every night, or taking more, but that's an easy form because it was a good indicator. And Carol Goot came up with the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's a magnesium drink?
It's a fizzy drink. It's just magnesium. I've got like four different brands, and the one that Denny settled on that he likes the best, which really surprised me, was lemon flavored. It's a sweet lemon. I do them hot in the evening. I do it in just a half a cup of water. And it's by Peter Gillhams, Gillhams. Some of them don't dissolve well. This one happens to dissolve really well. So that would be the one I would recommend that I've used. And I know I've had at least four or five. And I get it from Vitamix.
Line or at the store or what?
Pardon?
Where do you get it?
Oh, I originally got it at a health food store, and when I tried it, it was way more expensive than going to Vitacost, VITACOST.com, which has some of those things that I use. I also get my liquid stevia there. And I use the same one that I think Jeannie was using, Kel, K-A-L. They've got hundreds of brands and thousands of items. It's a really large supply house. And I think it's $6.99 for shipping, no matter what your size order.
Sometimes they even have free shipping.
Yes, that's right. I've seen that.
Than going to a health food store.
Instead of, yeah.
What is the magnesium mainly used for?
You need it along with your calcium, and I think, and it was recommended for me also for the osteo to bring the magnesium level up in the body for the absorption of it.
It's good for restless legs, seizures, asthma, etc., so not to mention a bunch of other things also. But green leafy vegetables have magnesium.
Overdo it.
I think when you're doing the food thing, no. I mean, not likely unless you repeat the same food all the time, but same one. But I suppose you could overdo it. I would energy test. I did some on a brand new person yesterday. They were absolutely amazed. They did not question it because of their interest level and also because of what they'd already learned. But that's what I would do.
Okay. Thank you.
And you can definitely go in the health food store and do that. So. And the amount. I use about a rounded teaspoon. It says 1 to 3 rounded teaspoons. 3 teaspoons gives you 615 milligrams of calcium a day.
Calcium or magnesium?
Huh? Pardon?
Calcium or magnesium?
I'm sorry. No, magnesium. Did I say calcium?
Yeah.
That's 154% of the
RDA.
The daily RDA, yeah. So that's not an exorbitant amount. And if your body needs a little more, that's still pretty low.
Just a couple other things from the chiropractor. Raw honey increases your digestive enzymes. It has some kind of minerals, vitamins, antibacterial, antiviral, antimicrobial. And we know that cinnamon can stabilize your blood sugar, and you can take cinnamon with honey for a quick, short burst of energy. Lean muscle mass increases your energy. It helps heal and helps the cardiovascular system. He was talking about 10 minutes of exercise to increase your HGH and lower your fat. You should warm up for 3 minutes with stretches. Exercise hard and fast for 30 seconds and then rest and repeat it. You rest 90 seconds. So it's like what I've been doing on the bike or when I walk. In a 5-minute, although I've switched it a little bit now, I was doing in a 5-minute cycle, 2 1-minute bursts, and the rest of it just a regular cycling. Or when I walk, in every 100 steps, I do 2 bursts of, no, it's not every 100. I do 100, in every 500, I do 2 bursts of 100 steps separately. So it quick starts your body and then go back to normal, and then it gives your body that push to increase your metabolism.
You know, and Nancy, what reminds me of something I learned new when they was going through some of the therapeutic exercising stuff I was doing, was that the end will dramatically diminish any soreness that you will have after you're through exercising.
Mm-hmm. One other thing, Shari, I don't think you were on for. He gave a website for a food pyramid for the healthiest diet, oldwaysfpt.org.
Old ways, W-A-Y-S?
Uh-huh.
Oldwaysfpt.org.
Sam Peter Tom. I think that's what he said.
Okay. That's a good one to have.
Yeah. I watched a bunch of the docs and Oz over the past 3 days, and it was really some good information. Let me see if I can just... Anyone have any comments or questions? On Oz one day, he talked about fruits and veggies. The brighter they are, the more colorful, the better they retard free radicals from aging you.
Smoothie.
Yeah, but also, you know, fresh fruits and veggies, just in general, what you're eating raw. With people who eat 30% fewer calories, there's less diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. And he said we don't really have to go 30%. He said we can go even 15% less is okay. But it makes it important to choose wisely. It's 300 calories a day less. His anti-aging guide, lift weights. It will help you avoid getting frail. You need to do it twice a week. Aerobic exercise. You need to break a sweat. At least 3 times a week.
Would you look back on the 30% less calories? What's the reduction in diabetes?
I just said less diabetes, cancer.
Oh, less. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you gave.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But then he said 15% is adequate reduction. We don't have to go to 30.
I'm wondering if on that case, if we don't push calories too much, instead of just saying, look at people, you're eating the wrong food. Eat more vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables are naturally low in calories.
Right.
You're right, Brenda, because that's exactly, remember, Nancy, that's exactly what they did at Parkview when they were asked, well, how many calories? They just look at you, shake their head, and said, we don't count calories. We don't focus on calories. We just eat what is healthy. And continually work that way. You don't
no calories at all and still healthy.
Yeah, and the other thing was they focus on eat until you are satisfied, not full, and eating slower, like Nancy always says, and chewing more gives you the satisfaction also.
And lets you realize by eating slowly and chewing your food consciously, you realize that you've eaten, and it lets your body tell you, hey, you've given me food. And again, I heard yesterday with one of the programs that digestion starts in the mouth, and if you inhale your food, and it just makes sense, and I watch my 2 kids do it, it's like your body has no idea that you've even eaten.
Yeah, and it takes that length of time for your brain to give the signal.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Even in that case, even on that subject, you're eating nutrient-dense food. That nutrition that we eat, those vitamins, those minerals, those antioxidants, are going to trigger our brain, and they're going to say, satisfied. Haven't you ever noticed when you eat something that's very nutrient dense, how satisfied you get fast? But when we eat processed food that has nothing in it, we eat and eat and eat and eat and can't get enough of it. And that seems to chew up real fast, but nutrient-dense food requires a little more chewing.
Well, my first indication of that was when the boys were really young and they'd go to somebody's house and they would say, they don't eat any amount of anything. I've never seen teenage boys that ate so little. Normally, they just empty the house. Well, their kids were going through a box of cereal in the morning, or more, depending on how many they had, teenagers. And mine were eating 5 cents worth of whole grain cereals that I was cooking because I started doing all that wheat stuff and baking when in 1975. And people were amazed that they could eat so little and still be so, you know, healthy and in good health. That was my first awakening.
The problem with people who are very overweight, they are so used to not listening to any body signals that it's a totally retraining program, I think. And until you get your head in gear, the rest of it's not going to work. One of the programs I also watched, and I put this off, I think it was from May, was Oprah, and her program was all about why she will never diet again. And let me just finish a couple of odd things, and I'll tell you what was on that program. One of the things she said is that women who eat cabbage and broccoli 3 times a week are 72% less likely to get breast cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. Calorie restriction, Oz says, is one of the most dramatic things you can do to extend your life.
What happened? Was that three times a week or two times a week?
Three times. Yeah.
Three times.
What happens inside in the cells determines what you look like on the outside. Keep your skin young by eating colorful vegetables and fruits. Calorie restriction keeps you sleek. Let me just find where I have my notes on Oprah, because it was a really, and this is one that I'm going to save, because there was a lot of good information.
Was that last one from Oz to this?
Yep.
72% less likely to get breast cancer?
Yeah, that was all Oz.
I want to reference it.
Okay, but now I can't find Oprah. Bear with me. Anyone have any other questions?
No, but I love the details. I like to be able to quote a few just to get people's attention.
Yeah.
Especially on Oz to get them started watching, because one of the husbands got started watching and he's addicted and he's literally changing on the face of the community. He's had quite an audience, you know, coming from a guy. And the wake-up call was cancer and heart disease, not of him, but of his wife. Mm-hmm. And it was, it's pretty cool coming from, you know, others in the community when you come back.
I can't believe it. I can't find it. What would I have done with it?
It's got to be close at hand. It's on your pad, isn't it?
That's just what I'm going through. I may have to go back and watch it again because I don't know where I put my notes. I have a special book for the TV notes, and I'm not finding it.
You grabbed something and it wasn't handy or something at the time, maybe.
That's not mine. This is really not good.
I'm always walking and I sometimes don't carry it with me.
No, I was sitting here watching it.
Oh.
And I know I took notes because I can remember writing the name of the book. She had Janine Green, I think her last name is, who wrote this book about women, food, and God, I think is the name of it. And it was on, maybe it was May 20 or something, and she's having her follow-up 2 months later for people who, it would be helpful if all of these were in order on my book, but they're not, you know, as far as dates, because they aren't.
Is there still reruns during the summer with Oz?
No, they're not.
Oh, they're not?
They are not. And I'm thinking maybe because it's his first year. Now, it may not be that he's doing them, you know, live someplace. He may have canned them and all. But no, they are mostly not. Here's
oh, my gosh. Here, I thought they were, and I've been ignoring recording it.
Oh, I have found a couple that were, but no, they're not.
Yeah, because before I left, I even saw some that were.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
I'm glad I asked that.
Yeah. I thought they were too, but and even some of the dots. Yeah, I don't watch commercials, so if they say all new tomorrow, I don't really know that. I don't know. I can't find this. This is not good.
Very frustrating.
It is. And I what I do is I highlight the date and whose show it is, and hopefully I did hers.
Oh, I'm just seeing. I've got raspberry lemon in that same product that I was just telling you about, same brand. And it was good also. I guess it was raspberry I got first because I paid almost $20 for it, and it's 4 ounces, and I think I paid less for the 16-ounce container. I'll have to compare it again. Same company, same brand on Vitacost. 4 times the amount. That's a savings.
Well, I'm going to continue with Oz because I can't find her. I will have her for next week, I promise. But I don't know what I did with it. Not good. I don't know.
Well, if any of you are gardening, I will tell you it's probably not too late to be planting. Some of my stuff came up that I did some onion sets that were so dried out they felt like there was nothing in them. They felt hollow. And I thought, this is stupidity. Why am I putting these in the ground? They are dead. They have, you know, gone. I should be putting them on the compost. Guess what? 3 days later, I walk out there yesterday, and they are green on top of the ground, and the potatoes are up that have been in not even a week. So I learned my lesson.
On a Dr. Oz that I watched yesterday, he had a, I think it was G.T. Nash, who has an article in National Geographic, the May issue, Secrets of Sleep. He had him on the program, and they talked about, well, one out of three people has insomnia. And he talked a lot about sleep yesterday. He also mentioned, and you're going to appreciate this one, Shara, olive oil is, he calls youth in a bottle. It has, you have a 50% reduction in mortality by having olive oil in your diet. It's the huge heart protection effect, and it's a MUFA. It helps coat the cholesterol in the body. It actually gets into the cholesterol in the body and helps it move through the body rather than stick to the arteries. And he called someone up and he showed, he has all these graphics all the time, but he had a tube and he had her pour little red, like marbles into the tube and they just stayed there. They didn't go anywhere. They didn't go through. Then he had her pour some olive oil in and then pour some more of the red marbles in and they went through, showing you that when you have olive oil in your body, it helps the cholesterol adhere to the olive oil and pass through.
Can I make one short comment?
Yep.
What we learned in Parkview was it needs to be raw and it needs to be cold pressed, good olive oil, but not ever heated because it totally changes the makeup and how the body utilizes it. So it needs to be in a salad dressing, guys. You need to not be cooking with it.
Well, he also said, this is interesting, you can shave your legs with it.
Yes.
You can use it on your hair. And he had this woman, he poured it on her hair. And this poor woman. And
manual, rubbing it all over her hair. I suppose that after, and then they put a shower cap on her, and that's when he stopped. But I'm assuming that after that you wash your hair, I should say. And I don't know how long you sit with a shower cap on.
My one doctor in Parkview, the naturopath, said that when she saw how dry my skin was, she says, the very best thing you can do is lather with it, I mean, just the olive oil, just thick, on your skin before you shower and use coconut oil after the shower. And she had the most beautiful skin. She says, I've been doing it for years.
Wait a minute. Isn't the coconut oil greasy?
It is. But it's very light and it's very fine and it goes right into the skin.
And your skin?
And she looked at least 20 years younger than she was.
Have you done this?
I do it. I do it every day.
Right.
I mean, every time I shower, yes.
All right, so after you shower, you put the coconut oil on, and does your skin remain greasy?
Nope.
It just
does not.
Right in.
It soaks right in. I leave my skin wet, so I'm using a very small amount. I rub it really hard between my hands before I put it on my body.
Okay. And you're putting it all over your body or just arms, legs, face?
Arms, legs, face, and as much of my body as I can, yes.
Okay. Olive oil before your shower and coconut oil after.
For some reason,
my hands are dry this summer, and that's so unusual.
Oh, I dip mine into probably an eighth of a teaspoon of coconut oil several times a day, and I continually rub it into my cuticles also. Yeah, I'm amazed at the difference. And on the exterior, I'm using up olive coconut oil that I bought at Walmart before I realized the dramatic difference, because I figure on the outside it's not going to make, you know, nearly as much difference to have the...
Was it cheaper at Walmart than Vitacom?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes. Pardon?
In this big book, she has a website for coconut oil that she says after trying every brand, this is the one she likes the best. Has a patented process, it's cold pressed, and you can taste the love that goes in the oil. She's shocked at how it mocks the taste of texture of butter.
Yes, that's what I use in my butter. Is it Wilderness brand?
www.omeganutrition.com.
Okay, but what's the brand of coconut oil?
Omega Nutrition Coconut Oil.
Oh, okay. I don't know that one. I've been using Wilderness, which is... The one that I got at Walmart was 31 and a half ounces, and it was like $4.
Wow.
But that's the one I use on the exterior only, and it's because I happen to have it. I don't know what dramatic effect it would have
in food.
Well, I don't use it in food. I mean, I started out using it in food until I realized, but I can't imagine it would have a huge negative compared to using chemical lotions on your body, because it's nothing but coconut oil. There's nothing in it.
Right.
And the shelf life on coconut oil is very long.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very stable fat. Unlike the others, non-hydrogenated.
Okay. Just a couple more things from Dr. Oz I want to pop in with. To protect your skin from sunburn and cancer, eat tomatoes. Increases your protection by 30%. The lycopene soaks up the free radicals. I can't read my writing. You'll burn less with 10 tablespoons of tomato sauce a day if you're out in the sun. I guess that's it.
That's good, Nancy.
Oh, just one last thing. If you write down your goals for good health and carry it with you and list the reasons why you want to, if it's losing weight, if you want to be healthier, whatever it is that you're looking for, what it will mean to you when you do, that will help. It's good for your health. To refer to this all day, it's kind of like a trigger. Good health is the best gift you can give to yourself. And that's it for now. I have to go find Oprah. Sorry about that one. Anyway, anyone have any, we are way past time. I apologize for that. Anyone have any questions?
No, thank you. It was very good.
Thanks.
All the notes.
Well, have a great day, everybody. If it's hot like it is here, stay inside. and we'll be back tomorrow with Brenda.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody, for help and assistance.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.